Blog Talk Radio.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready. Something I've never seen. Prophesy over your life, say.
Well, good morning and bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Thank God for another day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Well, welcome to Wednesday. Halfway through, it's another week. Christmas is amazingly to me right around the corner. This season is becoming just so fast. It's really amazing how quickly time is moving during this time of the year. And so the year is almost over, and we are grateful to God. I'm thankful for another year that he has given me with my family. I'm thankful to God, and I pray that you have the same thanksgiving in your heart towards God and all that he continues to do for you and in your life. Don't forget, this Sunday we're going to have one service on New Year's Eve. Really want people to be able to go home and be with their families and our staff. Just three services on Sunday. I know it would be great to do it. And a lot of my friends are saying, man, you need to have all your services. And I get it. And I hear where people are coming from, and that's wonderful. But our people work so hard, and our team is already stretched. And so I just think it's wisdom to give everyone an opportunity to just be together in one worship and then go home with family and just take it easy, slow down. Don't use it to go shop more and all that other stuff. Try to just slow it down a little bit and just get ready for the beauty of Monday morning, which is to remember in truth that our Savior was born. That's what this is about. That our Savior was born. And I think sometimes in my heart that if we were really to make that declaration, just as Christians, if professing Christians in America would say, you know what, not going to do gifts this year. Got to simply remember God's love for us by sending his only begotten son, and the money that I would use for gifts, I'm going to give to my church. I'm going to give to a charity. I'm going to give to a scholarship. I'm going to give all of that. And so I'm working on getting myself to that place where it's truly about Jesus, and that's it. And I know we say it. We all say it. That's the reason for the season is Jesus. Well, if the reason for the season is Jesus, then none of the other stuff really matters. So then why do we kill ourselves to get it all done? and spend very little time, if any time at all, you know, really remembering, reflecting on the fact that Jesus' birth changed the course of humanity. So, amen. Just my little piece, and I'm talking to myself. Trust me, I am preaching to myself at this point. But I thank God, and I pray that you, too, are prepared and ready for what the Lord wants to do in your life. And even as we get closer to the end of another year, I'm just believing God. I'm just believing God for something new and something different and something I've not seen before. I'm believing God to do something, to just show up. I'm believing Him to rescue me from myself and from the pits of 2017. And I know you don't have none of those pits, but I'm talking about me right now. I'm just believing God to rescue me, to make true His word. Make true, I don't know what happened there. Make true His word. Reach down and rescue me. Amen. Amen. I thank God for you. Well, I want to give you a scripture, and then we're going to pray. And I believe we'll probably just end it off with some more music. And I just want to give you some words of encouragement, if I can. Looking in the book of Proverbs, the 20th chapter, Proverbs the 20th chapter, there's just some things that step out to me as I'm looking to go into this new year. The lazy man, in Proverbs 20, verse 4, the lazy man will not plow because of winter. He will beg during harvest and have nothing. Whatever winter seasons you experienced in 2017, my prayer is that you kept sowing, that you kept doing the will of God, because harvest is coming. Harvest is going to come. And when harvest comes, you want to have something in the ground. And so I know it's been hard. It's been hard to sow in these difficult times. It's been hard to sow your seeds of worship and praise and love and kindness and just following God and doing the will of the Lord in the middle of where you have been. And I'm talking to me of where I have been in 2017, but I'm just believing that maybe one of these seeds got in the ground and that they're going to bring forth a harvest at some point in my life. And so I want to encourage you with that very same thing. Verse 10, diverse weights and diverse measures, they are both alike, an abomination to the Lord. I want to talk to you about those of you who feel you've been cheated in 2017. You've been cheated in 2017, and people have used dishonest weights and measures against you. Don't worry, it's an abomination. It's an abomination to the Lord, and so God is going to avenge that in your life. You don't have to repay them. You don't have to fight through them. You don't have to convince them. God is going to absolutely vindicate you. Don't you worry about that. He's going to open doors and He's going to vindicate you and make sure that your word comes back, that your word is strong, and that His word above your life comes back and doesn't return void. He's going to make it happen. I want you to get this one, verse 19. He who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with one who flatters with his lips. You have been hurt by even some of the secrets you've shared with people, and you've exposed yourself and maybe were vulnerable in 2017. And that vulnerability was given back to you in a way of flatter, in a way of talking to other people about those things. I have learned in this year that you can't show everybody your nakedness. I want to say that again to you. You can't show. My prayer is that you go forward into 2018 recognizing that you cannot show everyone your nakedness. Most people cannot handle your humanity. They cannot handle the fact that you are human and you do get weak and you do get tired. And the first thing they want to do is judge you for your humanity. But guess what? You hold on, because God is going to take care of that. He's going to make sure that you are not exposed. He's going to make sure that you don't lie naked. And the people that you've trusted with your secrets, they will not be able to destroy you with that which they know. Verse 27, the spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart. God is going to use his word, and he's going to begin to expose to you where he wants you to change and the things that he wants you and I to do. He's going to speak life to you. He's going to speak life and direction to you. Verses 29 and 30, I end here. The glory of young men is their strength, and the splendor of old men is their gray hair. Yeah, that's a good one. So both of us are seen in a good light of God. He said, the glory of the young generation is their strength. That's their splendor. He said, but don't you feel bad, because some of you think I'm too old. You think that you're too old for what God wants to do. You think that you're too old for the doors that God wants to open. But I'm telling you, the word of the Lord just spoke to you and said, but the splendor of an old man or woman is their gray hair. So that which you're trying to cover up to make people think you're younger than you are, God calls it splendor. He calls it amazing. He calls it wonderful. Here's one thing you got to know about the generation that's behind you. Whatever your age is, the generation that is behind you has never been you. They might know a lot of stuff and they might experience a lot of great things, but they've never been you. And so you need to recognize that you have something to offer, because they've not been you, but because they're younger than you, you have been them. Verse 30, blows that hurt cleanse away evil, as do stripes the inner depths of the heart. The pain that you have endured this year, God has used it to remove some things out of you. He's reused those hard blows, those difficult things, those hard things. He's used them to cleanse you. He's used them to clean out the inner depths of your heart. And so, yeah, you've had some pain this year. Yes, you have. You've been through a whole lot. Yes, we have. You've experienced a whole lot of things that you wish you didn't have to go through. Yes, we have. But guess what? God is going to use it to purify you. He's going to use it to take you where he wants you to be. He's going to use it to grow you into the person he wants you to become. And it will not become something that keeps you from experiencing his truth. You got to believe it. God is on your side. And he loves you. Let's pray. Lord, thank you. So grateful to you for another day. This is the day that you've made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad. Thank you, Lord, for your wisdom, your grace, your love, and your kindness. And I pray in Jesus' name that your hand would be upon us, and that your light will shine on us, and that God, as we prepare ourselves even the more to leave out of this year, before we get out of this year, we come to Christmas to say thank you for the birth of our Savior. Thank you that Jesus came and he was born of a virgin for us, and that he suffered under Pilate. He was crucified. He died and was buried. But God, we are grateful that on the third day you raised him from the dead with all power in his hand. And because of Jesus' life and in his resurrection, we have life eternal, and I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, help us to remember, to reflect, to know, and to love that which you are doing in our lives in this season. And God, as we prepare ourselves in a hastening way, after Christmas, we have but another week before we leave this year and go into a new one. And God, I'm believing that everything that we've been through is going to work for our good. Every door that you've taken us through is going to be a bigger door that you want to open. And God, we're going to begin to reap the benefits of the seeds we've sown and the harvest that we've been believing you for. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for another day. And we say we shall have a great day of purpose on purpose. In the name of the Lord, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you. I love you with the love of the Lord, and I will see you on Sunday, but I will speak to you again on Friday morning. God bless you. Your word is